Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Clapback. I'm your host, Archer Jones. Well, we were supposed to have a guest here today, but unfortunately, kind of backed out the last minute. Guess he wasn't feeling too good or whatnot, but I don't know what was going on. But anyways, just what I'm going to do, it's not going to be a long show, but I am going to talk about this person's fed that they're supposed to have. So just give me a second here if I can find a photo. See, where's the pictures? Where is it? Okay, the Fed is called Alternative Wrestling Entertainment. It's going to be Saturday, January 10th, bell time 7 p.m. All tickets are just $10. If you got kids that's 8 and under, they are free. So let's see who's on the card. Got the Beer City Bruisers, Vinnie Riott, Tyler Sunday, Chase McCoy, Porn Stas, Just Jake, Sean Priest, Aphrodite Mix Morgan, and more. This show will be at the Orca Inn, N83 W12608 Orchard Road in Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin. So you got a chance to see the show. Go see it. I'll be there. You probably will see me at the door and just say hi or what's up, whatever, and enjoy watching alternative wrestling entertainment. So, like I said, guys, I apologize that the show is going to be... Wait a minute. I think we got a caller here, so let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello. I don't know if this person going to speak or whatever, but let's mute him and unmute him again. Let's see what's going on this time. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Well, just have that caller just call back or whatnot. But, anywho, like, I apologize we didn't get interview for tonight's show and whatnot. Like I said, on Christmas Day on Hazel Runs Her Mouth show, we will reveal who will be the guest on the January. I was going to say June. Well, I wish it was June. It would be more warmer than this. But January 6th, we are going to have a special guest that's going to kind of change the dynamic of how this show is. So on Christmas Day, we will announce who that guest will be. So it'll be a good one. But let me just remind y'all, and let's see if we can try this again. Like, let's see. I'm going to let y'all know who will be the next two in the next couple of weeks. As y'all know, on the 6th, that would be a surprise. Okay. Chris Flaming, he was the host of the Smartless. He will be on next Tuesday. WFSO Midwest own Tiffany Tilly will be on as well. Like I said, January 6th will be a surprise. So right now we're trying to gather them up and trying to get some people to chalk on the show, but we'll see how that goes. And let me see. Caller, you're on the air. Caller. Okay, it dropped anyway. But like I said again, I apologize to everyone for not having the guests and just didn't want to do the show the last minute and all that good mess. So, well, just tune in next week. And plus, WFSO Aftermath will be back this Monday, this coming Monday, on his regular time and all that good stuff. But until then, you guys have a good night. And I guess I will see y'all. Well, you get to listen to me. Oh, wait a minute. I think. Let's try this again. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, AJ?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Yeah, this is Pete Quigley from
Waukesha. Yeah.
How's it going there?
It's going pretty good.
I thought, who are you having as your guest tonight? I just
my guest would have been Jake Bone. Fortunately, he was tired, whatever. So I did talk a little bit about his fair that he's going to be having next month.
Oh, okay. So we're still waiting on our date for LPW. And we got
you were saying last week, like sometime around February, right?
Right, we're still negotiating right now. And I did got a call from Dr. X and his partner called the Punishers, and they'd love to be on your show. They were going to call in last week, but they kind of missed the boat on that. So, but
it's
they're
okay,
looking forward.
Cause what I can do, I can, like, try to schedule them right now for an upcoming show. Or you can just email me inbox me, like, their names or whatever. I can get it, if I can get hold of them through Facebook or not. But let's see the dates I have available for that anyway. I can do January 13th.
Okay, I could let them know. So, and then my daughter, she'll probably want to call up one of these days. I don't know if you remember Stacey. She really liked talking with you and your wife there.
Right, yeah, I remember that. So, yeah, we can set that up too. Should
and
be
then
a
my
good
good friend,
one.
Slim Timmy from Indiana. He's one of the micro midgets. He was touring with the group that came to Turner Hall, and they're coming, I believe, in March again.
Oh, okay.
It's an all midgets show. And he's coming in. What else is going on there? We're looking. We hopefully want to do a show for Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully an outdoor show. So. And then I got a call for another show for this summer, another summer show. And it's supposed to be for a church. So things are picking up. Things definitely are picking up. And I talked to my partners and everything. And on January, February, we're looking at that show that we're we're still negotiating with.
Right.
You know, you approached us before about the, I believe it's called King of the State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We would love to have that. We'd love to have that match on that card. So have your fans there vote to see who they want for that night, and let me know.
Yeah, I would do that, but probably what I'm going to do, I'm probably going to probably talk to you like on probably on Facebook and just like just pull up your whole roster and we'll just go from there.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. So, and then we
go ahead.
So,
go ahead. What
are
you going to say?
Yes, like I said, we do have some exciting things coming up. And once the ball gets rolling, hopefully we won't stop. How does that sound? So, and then we got some different sponsors that are coming. I don't know. Did you get a chance to check one of our shows out last year at all, or no, AJ?
I think I watched some of it. I think I watched the Battle Royal that y'all put on your group.
Okay.
I did see that.
Show, I don't know if you know, we usually have drawings. At Eagles Club, they call a 50-50 drawing.
Oh, yeah, 50-50 raffle, yes.
Our last show I had, I believe it was in... We had Associate Bank. It was their day for that. That Sunday was fan appreciation. And we had autographed signed pictures of Aaron Rodgers we gave away. Plus we gave away some different other things from Associate Bank. Another one of our sponsors is Jersey Mike, and usually with Jersey Mike, we ask people, "Are you hungry?" And which is a no-brainer there, okay?
Right.
Usually, what we do is we pick. Our shows are very fan based, okay, and we do have the Star Spangled Banner to start the show off, and we always pick children to come out with the flag and present that. And this, oh, by the way, in February, we will have the winner of the Legacy, okay, contest. There's a lady, we ran a contest through our shows, okay, and we call it Leg and C. Okay, kind of catchphrase there. And this young lady, she won the contest, okay? So she's going to be coming out with one of her, she'll either come out with one of her singles or one of her tag teams. And she won the contest, and that she will be a part of the show. And hopefully if she likes it, she'll be... training to be a lady wrestler. And that's one of our contests that we run. And also, like I said, we do have fan appreciation nights. We have another sponsor that donates different gear, like Packer gear, Brewer t-shirts. And usually those are free. You don't have to pay anything towards it. So.
I was about to say, if like people want to do that 50-50 raffle, like they're going to get some good stuff, it seems like.
Matter of fact, our first show at Eagles Club, that was for a, fundraiser out there.
Right.
We gave away a pair of Raw tickets. And the young man, he was a... I believe middle grade student. He came there with his father. He won those tickets, and he was so shocked. He says, "His dad said that's the first time the family ever won anything." and it didn't cost him anything.
Wow.
It was just it was the price of the ticket. So.
Wow.
And like I said, you never know exactly what who we're grouping with. Like I said, it's a surprise every time. So.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to let you go then, and so you can finish your show or whatever. And it's nice talking to you, AJ.
Today you too, and thanks for calling.
Yep, catch you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. And everybody, that was Peter Quimby. And like you said, he's having his LPW show kicking off in February. And he won the host. Keenan's estate. So what we're going to do, we're going to trade notes and have you guys vote for the 8 guys that you want to see in the King of the Ring, which will be Keenan's estate. I don't know why I said King of the Ring, which WWE need to bring that back. But anyways, I think this would be good. Like, the 8 people from their roster we're going to choose from, and just go from there. But, like I said, guys, I apologize for ending the show so early because, we couldn't get the guests to talk. But what we're going to do, we're going to arrange something for this guest to get to talk another time. It will be soon, so. And plus, like I said, I'm getting some stuff, ready to go for, other interviews and stuff like that. So, y'all just watch out for that. And I'm out of here. Y'all tune into the show next week, as we got Chris Flamin from the Smarts List going to be on the show. But until then, everybody, this is Archer Jones. Let's clap back.